Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're talking about an article called Community Building Inside Your CRM, Turning Customers into Brand Advocates, written by Brett Allegray-Wood.
And if you've ever felt like your community program and your CRM are living in completely separate universes, this one lands pretty close to home.
The core argument is that most businesses treat community as a bolt-on, a forum over here, email over there, sales data somewhere else entirely. That fragmentation creates blind spots.
And the blind spots cost you. If you can't see that a customer attended your webinar, left a review, and referred two people, you're treating an advocate like a stranger.
Right. So the article's answer is to pull everything into one place. When customer profiles, purchase history, conversation history, and engagement scores are all inside the CRM, it becomes what Brett calls a single source of truth. And that changes what's possible.
What does that actually look like in practice, though? Because embed community in the CRM sounds neat in theory.
The article walks through five specific workflow types. First is onboarding. When someone joins the community, the CRM tags their profile with source and intent. A conversation bot starts a welcome sequence, and engagement milestones, things like completing a resource or attending an event, trigger badges or discounts automatically.
So a new member gets a personalized experience from day one, without anyone on the team having to manually chase each person.
Exactly. And the article specifically calls out the first 30 days as the window to convert someone from passive to active. Send a relevant checklist, an orientation invite, a small reward. Make value immediate.
What about the people who've already gone cold? Every business has a dormant list sitting there doing nothing.
That's where the database reactivation bot comes in. It uses historical behavior to send tailored messages, whether that's a new product update, a relevant event, or a personalized offer. And because it's running off real CRM data, it retains personal context even when it's operating at scale.
I want to push on measurement because community programs often feel like a vibe rather than a number. How do you actually prove this is working?
The article lists five KPIs you can pull straight from the CRM: engagement score, advocate conversion rate, referral revenue, churn rate versus retention lift, and average customer lifetime value, all calculated from real interaction data, updated in real time.
Referral revenue is the interesting one. You can directly attribute a new sale to a referral link and calculate exactly what you saved on acquisition costs.
And because the CRM holds the relationship data, that attribution is accurate and repeatable. You're not guessing at the end of the quarter.
There's something the article gets right about incentives, too. A lot of owners have tried loyalty programs before and watched participation just fall away. Too many tiers, confusing rules.
The article has a design principle for that exact problem. Keep incentives clear and simple. Too many tiers or complex rules sap participation. Make the rewards and the referral benefits easy to understand and easy to redeem.
And the companion principle I liked: automate the routine, humanize the exceptions. Bots handle onboarding and standard follow-ups. Humans come in for complex situations or high-value advocacy conversations.
That's the practical version of augmenting the team. The bots handle volume, the people handle nuance.
There's also the reputation piece, which I think gets underestimated. The article describes a review bot that identifies satisfied customers using engagement signals and post-purchase NPS scores, then guides them through leaving a review on whichever platform suits them best.
And it follows up until the review is published, then logs it and notifies marketing. The team isn't chasing anyone manually, and the review pipeline keeps moving without anyone having to babysit it.
One thing that stood out to me is the implementation claim. The article says this can be installed in weeks, not months, and that internal teams can maintain and iterate on it without outside consultants.
That's a meaningful point for an SME owner. The reason community programs often stall isn't the idea, it's the overhead. If a platform update to a membership tier automatically flows through all your automations, you've removed a whole category of ongoing admin.
All right, one thing to do this week.
Mine is map where your community data actually lives right now. If it's sitting across three tools that don't talk to each other, you've just identified the first thing to fix.
Mine is pull a list of your most engaged customers and ask whether you have a clear, automated path to invite them into a referral or review program. If the answer is no, that's the gap to close.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want this working inside your own business, Brett runs a free AI audit there. A solid starting point if you're not sure where the gaps are.
See you in the next one.